For our first reading, we're going to say a psalm, but we're going to do this together. So if I read the first half of each verse up to the dot, and then would you please read the second half of the verse with Wendy, if that's all right?
Sure.
Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times.
His praise shall ever be in my mouth.
My soul shall glory in the Lord.
Let the humble hear and be glad.
O magnify the Lord with me.
Let us exalt the name together.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me.
And delivered me from all my fears.
Look upon him and be radiant.
And your faces shall not be ashamed.
This poor soul cried, and the Lord heard me.
And save me from all my troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him.
And delivers them.
O taste and see that the Lord is gracious.
Blessed is the one who trusts in him.
Second reading is from John 6, 35 and verses 41 to 51. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Then the Jews began to complain about him, because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh.
I wonder what it is that sustains you through tough times or in difficult situations. What is it that keeps you persevering, that keeps your mind, body, and spirit refreshed? We're going to explore the themes running through that psalm, Psalm 34 and John 6, and we're going to consider ways in which God provides food for our minds and sustains us through the most difficult times. I don't know how many of you were here last week, but Christopher Lee preached on the purpose of prayer. He talked about the Lord's Prayer, and in particular, the part of the Lord's Prayer that we pray, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And he reminded us, sharing powerful personal testimony, that when we pray, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, the results aren't always what we expect. For us or for those we love. He finished by saying that the challenge now for him, for Teta, for Lottie, is perseverance. What we need now, he said, and what our friends are praying for is perseverance to get through. Of course, it's a process, he said, and it's perseverance we need. He quoted that verse which ended last week's reading, and you might have noticed it also began today's reading. Jesus declared, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. It's this claim that we're going to look at today. But I find it quite difficult. Because, you know, those words are so familiar to us, especially if we've been going to church for a long time. And it's hard to hear them with freshness, isn't it? It's the first of the seven I am claims that Jesus made, and which we find in John's Gospel. They're his self-descriptors, if you like. the scriptures which tell his followers something about who he is. So, I am the gate was another one. I am the good shepherd is another one. But this first one, I am the bread of life. What does it mean? What does he mean when he says that to his followers? And why did it prompt grumbling and complaining amongst the Jews? To answer this question, I want to look a little bit more at the context. So we're looking at John chapter 6. And actually John 6 starts with the feeding of the 5,000. There's three stories in John 6 which focuses on bread. The first one, this feeding of the 5,000. You know that I have been in South Africa with my family. And 2 weeks ago, I went to my mum and dad's church, St. Mark's, with my mum. And it was the lectionary reading, which is the feeding of the 5,000. And it was a lovely service. They had, at the beginning, everybody brought loaves of bread and bread rolls and all sorts of different types of bread, pita bread, everything else. They thought they'd put it just by the altar, but there was so much of it that they had to put a table on the side. It was just overflowing as these gifts came. And all the bread was given to a community that was quite close to East London, one of the townships. And one of the gentlemen from the township brings, every week, brings a busload, probably about 15 children, from the township to Sunday school at St. Mark's. And he was going to take all this bread back to the township where people were in physical need and would really appreciate these gifts of bread. I thought, what a lovely example of a modern day feeding of the 5,000. After that feeding, Jesus and his disciples crossed the lake, Galilee, and they went to Capernaum. And guess what? Who was there? The crowds. The crowds had followed him. No surprises there, because they were probably thinking, oh, there might be more bread where that first lot came from. So they get together with Jesus and very subtly start a conversation about bread. They talk about the manna which came down from heaven that God gave to the Israelites. And actually, right at the end of that conversation, they ask Jesus for this bread that comes down from heaven. Here we have a miracle worker. He's done it before. He can do it again. That's when he tells them, I'm the bread of life. I am the one who came down from heaven. Of course, their response was complaining, grumbling. Grumbling because, one, they didn't get the bread they wanted. Two, who did Jesus think he was? They knew who he was. He was the son of Mary and Joseph. Now he's telling them that he is the bread of life and that he came down from heaven. Of course, Jesus, being Jesus, knew what they're saying, and he said, stop that complaining, stop that grumbling. But he doesn't make it easier for them. He goes on to tell them something that's even more difficult. He says, no one can come to God the Father except through him. No one can come to God unless the Spirit draws them. And not only that, he would raise those people up on the last day. Just in case there's any doubt about what he was saying, three times in the passage he says, I am the bread of life. Sometimes I am the living bread. And three times he tells them that those who believe in him will have eternal life. He even contrasts the bread that he's giving with the manna which the Israelites ate in the wilderness. He says the manna was given from heaven, sure, but the Israelites still died. Whereas this kind of bread, the kind of bread I am and I'm giving, is very different, because I am the living bread, he says, that came down from heaven. And whoever eats this bread will not die. They will live forever. Well, I have to say I have some sympathy with those listening Jews. They'd gathered mainly because of this miracle, the feeding of the 5,000, mainly. Well, that had happened the previous day, so it wasn't long ago. They'd come because they wanted to be fed with real bread, and then there they were, listening to something altogether. What? He's the bread of life? Whoever comes to him will not go hungry, will never thirst again? What does he mean? Of course, he's using a metaphor. Now, I don't know, if you were here 2 weeks ago, you would have heard Jan Rogan talk about the language we use when we talk about God and spiritual things, because we're talking about a realm, a spiritual realm, that we don't really know completely about because we haven't been there. We live in the physical realm, but Jesus and the things he says is from a different realm. So, of course, when he says, I am the bread of life, he's using a metaphor. He's not saying literally, I'm bread, I'm made out of flour and yeast, which we eat when we're hungry. But he's drawing this analogy between himself and something in the natural, physical realm, which everybody who is listening knows about. After all, bread smells good, doesn't it? Bread tastes good. Our psalm, another analogy, taste and see that the Lord is good, the Lord is gracious. Bread satisfies hunger. Jesus is not bread which perishes. He's the living bread. He brings eternal life. And if we come to him and believe in him, we will be satisfied in all our hunger. We will never thirst again. Most of you know that, well, you all know, I've been in South Africa on compassionate leave. I flew there to spend time with my father, who's very frail indeed, and with my mother, sisters and brother, and other members of our extended family. And thank you so much for all your prayers. Just as I walked in today, Eileen said to me, I know how it is, I understand. And she just had a little prayer with me, which was really touching. I know that you've been lifting me before God in your prayers. It was hard. It's always hard, isn't it, to see a person that you love suffering, who's weak, who's barely able to do anything for himself anymore. My dad's always been a very practical man, very resourceful, able to fix just about anything that anybody brings him. He fixed Jan Rogan, who came to talk 2 weeks ago, he fixed her clock about 6 years ago when Mum and Dad came on holiday. It's still chiming and ticking. But he can no longer get up to do anything. So what is the point of his life now? What is his purpose? When we come to the end of our earthly lives, it's not ultimately about what we do or what we have done. Although, of course, that's part of the purpose of our lives. It's much more about who we are in ourselves, our very being. Dad seldom talked about God or faith, but he says, and I'll probably cry, he says he's ready to go now. He knows where he's going, and he prays for the Lord to take him soon. But it's hard. Each day is hard for him and for my mum, those who support him. It's hard because each day is the daily round. Each day, there are different challenges. Where is God in this? For our family right now, our prayers are for the Lord's presence, for peace, for perseverance. These are sustaining prayers. We're not praying for an answer or a solution. We're not coming to God and asking for a miracle of healing. Dad is ready to go. So for our family right now, our prayers are for the Lord's perseverance, his peace, and his presence. Every night, those of the family who are around gathered by Dad's bed, and we'd read from night prayer or compline. We'd read a psalm, and we'd read one or two of the prayers there. And then we'd pray for specific things, things that maybe had happened during the day or that were due to happen the next day. We'd pray for a good night's sleep for Mum and Dad. We'd pray for strength for the new day that would be coming. We would tell Dad that we love him, and he would tell us that he loves us too. Of course, while I was there, 2.5 weeks, we did make decisions. We did get some things, practical things in place for Dad's ongoing care. But more than anything, this time was about being with Dad, being with Mum, not doing things for him. It's very precious to have spent this time together. What has this got to do with Jesus being the bread of life? Well, in times of trial, in times of distress, in times where we have nothing left to offer in and of ourselves, we can come to Jesus, the one who satisfies in mind, in body, and in spirit, the one who sustains us in sickness and in health, the one who knows our fears, who hears our cries, and who nourishes us as bread nourishes the weak and the hungry. Psalm 34 says the same thing, but in a different way. It's poetry. It's testimony. Verse 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. This poor soul cried, and the Lord heard me, and saved me from all my troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good, the Lord is gracious. Blessed is the one who trusts in him. So finally, when all is said and done, it's only Jesus, the living bread that came down from heaven, who promises that as we eat this bread, as we partake in his offer of salvation, of life, and of fulfillment, as we place our belief in him, we too will have eternal life. This is our story. This is our song. And this is my Father's story too. Every time we share communion, we remember these words that Jesus said. We remember this claim of Jesus. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Come to him today. Come to him now. Come to him just as you are. He satisfies. He sustains. Amen.